studio. Here's Shane in the Membrane.
Hello, and welcome to the Shane in the Membrane podcast. I'm your host, Shane Thompson, and with me as always is the Alec Baldwin to my Mark Twain, Ken H.
What?
Do you understand that reference at all? Okay, I got Alec Baldwin on one hand. That's you.
Yeah.
It's an insult. You know that.
Well, I don't like him, so that's why I was...
I understand. On the other hand, there's Mark Twain.
The insult's over my head. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
You're saying Mark Twain is an American classic?
No. I'm going to educate you, Ken. You ready?
Alec Baldwin. This is a true story. Adam Sandler is up for the... Or is getting the Mark Twain Award, which is a national award
stop.
Or something.
Just
No, there's a TV show with it and everything.
Okay,
it's
stop.
An actual show.
Okay, I understand. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, my reference there.
So, okay.
Alec Baldwin is one of the infamously bad parents in society. He's a bad parent, right? Remember that whole thing where he was caught?
Yeah.
Not caught, but recorded leaving a voicemail for his daughter?
Yeah, like, you're a scumbag
of the
earth.
Some kind of tirade. I didn't even know, how does somebody get a hold of that recording to then, you know, leak it, that type of thing. That's pretty harsh. But yeah,
I think his daughter sent it out.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
well, serves him right.
He's a turd monger. But Mark, if everybody recorded my phone calls, I'd probably be in trouble too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mark Twain, on the other, I had to actually Google this, most well-known good parents. And Mark Twain came up consistently on several lists. He apparently had three girls. And his oldest one, she died at a pretty young age, but he just really loved her. And he based a couple of characters in some of his books on her, and he was just widely regarded as a terrific father. Now, do you understand?
Yeah, but it's like,
oh my gosh, Ken, you're Alec Baldwin.
I know,
a bad parent.
It almost made
I'm Mark Twain.
No, hold on.
Historically, one
let
of
me
the
tell
best
you,
parents.
Let me tell you something that you don't understand.
Okay, fine.
Just even comparing me to Alec Baldwin in whatever level. Almost made me want to get up and punch you, and I haven't done that in a long time. So I'm still considering it.
Okay.
That's what you didn't understand. Hey, that's what I'm thinking. It
you
wasn't,
know what? That would prove my point, because that's exactly what Alec Baldwin would do. No. No. Not hard. Ow. I'm old, Ken. No, it wasn't that. That's what she said. It wasn't that hard. Go ahead. You can say it this time. Go ahead.
I got to get myself together.
Ah, you bruised me. You bruised me.
It was kind of offset.
Okay.
And which is
I won't
probably
say,
worse for you.
I won't
it was almost
say,
like a frog.
It was almost like a frog. I won't say his name ever anymore today, okay?
When's the last time you said you frogged somebody?
A long time.
Yeah.
Does
the rest of the audience
you,
even
if
know
if you
what
ask
that is?
Your kids... Hey, I'm about to frog you. Ask him. Do they know what that is? Would they know what that is?
I don't think so.
No way. No way mine would know what that is. Why is that? Why did we lose the frogging? I don't understand that. You know, you just put your knuckle out. For those of you who don't know, you punch someone, but you put your middle knuckle like kind of out high, and you hit them with just the apex of your middle knuckle. It hurts.
Well, you
it freaking hurts.
Used to hold people down and do that on their chest.
Oh, that's brutal.
Beat the snot out of them.
I just hit people
Is
on their
it the
arms.
Whole bullying thing? Like, we can't bully anymore? That's what I've heard.
Well, I think it's definitely gone out of style, yes. I think it's frowned upon these days, Ken.
Listen to this. I don't know.
As is racism and chauvinism and misogyny.
I'm going to say a statement. I may be taking this off. Yeah, I may be taking this off topic.
Okay.
And I'm kind of curious what people think about this.
Okay.
I heard this on some podcast.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if I can say it right.
Good reference.
Because I think it's more than just, hey, this is a bullying generation type thing, blah, 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 don't do it anymore. I think it's bigger than this. Okay.
Okay.
So, hard times.
Okay.
create, and I'm just going to put men in this because you could put people, but I'm going to put men because we're men. So,
okay. Now that we're
hard
men.
Times create hard men.
Yes, that's true.
Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men, and soft men create hard times. You see where it went?
Oh, I do. It's interesting.
You got to fight. I think there's some truth
no,
to it.
No, there is definitely truth to it. You think, yeah. You know, I've often said that we're getting to the point now where outside of a small sect. So you had like the Iraq War.
Yes.
And Desert Storm, right?
Yes.
So you definitely have some people, you know, our age or younger than us even, that have PTSD, that type of thing.
Sure.
But
it's not a whole generation.
It's not that many. It's no. So the veterans of World War II, they're pretty much gone, right?
Yeah.
And you
just
have
a couple hanging
there's,
on.
And it does create a certain type of men, right? When you
yes.
when you're having war. There's a brotherhood there that I've talked about too as well. That you kind of lose that. Now, Vietnam was the last one, but they're getting older too. Your dad, as you said last time, was in Vietnam.
Well, a lot of those, you know, that I treated, my dad's pretty lucky on that part, but there's a lot of guys I treated in their early 60s that had neurological diseases that you would see in your mid to late 80s.
Wow, yeah.
And so the ones that made it through that, like that made it through 60, that are in their 70s now, seem to be doing okay. Like, I'm not seeing the Vietnam-related stuff with those Vietnam vets.
Okay, good.
But the ones that I saw 15 years ago, 10 years ago, they're all gone. They had problems.
Right.
It is sad. You know, Parkinson's at 63 that looks like 87.
Yeah, yeah. It absolutely is. And I guess Vietnam was the last wartime that we had a draft, correct?
Yes.
To my knowledge. And that was... You know, 68, somewhere in there, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73.
66, 67.
Okay. 66 to 73.
I think my dad was
in
67 to 69 and something like that. Don't quote me on it, but he had his number or date pulled for his birthday or whatever, however it worked. And so then he went down and joined the Navy because he was going Army. Well, if you get drafted, you're going Army.
And there are. To your point, right? That creates hard times, and when you say hard times, I immediately think of like war times. Create hard men, and there's truth in that. In that they are hardened, rougher certainly, and then them creating soft times. I don't know about that one. I guess you're saying they create a peacetime through the act of war or whatever.
Well,
okay.
Well, not necessarily war, but they create a better, their toughness created a better life for their kids or an easier
time.
Okay,
that's fair. Okay, so then
I think we're kind of
their kids.
We're kind of, I'm judging us, we're kind of in the middle.
We I totally agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yes, then their kids become softer. I'm not going to say the softest, right? But then, but then we had kids and our kids are definitely softer than us.
They had it. I mean, I'm not going to lie. My kids had it pretty easy.
Oh, so did mine.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, now you're saying that soft men will create hard times?
Yeah.
And then that will create hard men. How so we'll just get
cycle.
So lazy, I guess, or relaxed to the point that the next war kind of occurs because we're
I'm
too,
not necessarily saying
too relaxed.
War. I'm not necessarily saying war, but war is an example.
Okay.
I mean, like, look at people in the TV show 1883.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to be tough to make it across
goodness.
The West.
Yes, yeah.
And there was no war at that time.
No, war on Indians
so,
or whatever.
So Civil War was, that's around, I mean, it was what, 30 years before.
That's right. That's
and
right.
so, or so, that was probably creating hard men. Probably, and again, you could say both. I mean, that probably created hard women.
Yeah. Well,
World War II created hard women.
Hard men create both men and women, right?
That may be the
I
best
mean, without,
one ever.
Without them, you don't have anyone, right?
That may be the best one ever.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. All right. Anywho,
told you I was taking you off topic.
No, you really did. I have a confession.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed about something, and I'm gonna go ahead and out myself right here on national radio, national podcast. And when I say national, I mean there's like 10 people across Oklahoma that can hear this.
Don't forget Freedom Radio Ukraine.
I gave something up for about 30 years. All right. And recently, it was a bad habit I had 30 years ago. I stopped.
30 years.
I have recently picked it back
up. So you're 20.
That's correct.
30 years ago.
That's right.
I was around.
I have recently, very recently, picked it back up.
Let me think.
Okay, go ahead.
Is there like a category you can give without
revealing? It goes in my body.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. It's not illegal drugs, by the way.
I wasn't thinking that.
Good.
You used to drink a lot of cream soda.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
Putting something in your body at 20 years old, I'm lost.
Okay, fast food place.
Taco Bell?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I swore off to, I had a bad Mexican pizza.
Yeah, I've had a similar experience, and not at Taco Bell.
And we've talked about it before, and I swore it off, and that was, I was 20 at the time.
Okay.
And I'm like, never again. Now, I say that I've probably eaten there like two or three times when in Guymon, there is not a lot of options when I'm traveling to Guymon. You don't have a lot of options. Or, Taco Bell's one of the few places.
Or you're with the group and they just stop there.
Yeah,
I remember when we went to Phoenix. You don't have a choice of where they're stopping. The bus driver's stopping.
That's right. So Luke,
shout out,
my oldest, he eats at Taco Bell pretty frequently.
Yeah.
And he introduced me to the $5 box.
Yeah. I've seen
and that. I didn't know. And one time he was at the house and he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna go to Taco Bell and get a $5 box. Do you want anything?" I was like, "What do you mean?" And he explained it to me. He's like, "There's a couple different options or whatever." I was like, "You know what? I'm hungry. If you're buying, yeah, absolutely."
You fly and buy? Heck
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. So
Cult concert, you're buying?
I'm
heck
in.
Heck yeah.
100%. I'm in
again.
So I had it. I think it was like the Crunchwrap.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. The Crunchwrap's pretty good. And then a taco, which was pretty good. And then the classic is like a taco and the cinnamon twist. Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Like a light dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Large drink. And the other one's like a 7-layer burrito or something like that. It's a good burrito. But it's pretty good, and it's $5, Ken.
Right.
These days, that is a bargain.
Uh-huh.
And that's all the time. Not like my Taco Bueno, Taco Tuesday special. The other day, I had choice of places to eat, and I went to Taco Bell, and I enjoyed it. And I'm kind of embarrassed. But it's okay. It's okay. I admit it. And I'm going to try to not eat there very frequently, but I'm not going to be ashamed when I do. That's what I'm saying.
Two things. I've been rough on you from time to time.
I like it that way, though.
About Kids Meal. We've never really talked about this on air. It may need to be our next one.
That's fine.
The Kids Meal. The whole idea behind the Kids Meal.
That's fine.
Ooh. And hold on. My wife told me there's a lady who does TikTok or something on social media.
Okay.
Where she has like found hacks and does reviews of just kids meals.
Okay.
She's got a thing where one week she'll go buy six Outback kids meals, the grilled chickens, whatever.
Okay.
And then she eats it for the week. And she says it actually saves money. She's single and doesn't like to go to the grocery store.
Okay.
So she's got these hacks and like
she get it to go?
She gets it to go.
Okay. Okay.
Six kids meals. You can't eat that in one sitting.
She gets it at one time. She gets six kid meals.
But she's got like reviews. So I'm going to have to get more information on this so I don't mess up. So you're not the only one.
Okay. That's good to know. Well, I've gotten to the point. The other day, we went to Fuzzy's Taco.
Okay.
And
I like Fuzzy's.
Now, number one, I ordered. It was me, Randa, and Tyson.
Shout out.
I ordered chips and queso for the table. And I had that already, and I knew I was going to eat a lot of that. All right, but it's just chips and queso.
Did you get it without the pico on top?
No, I don't mind the pico.
Without the pico, it may be one of my favorite things. That cheese dip.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. I didn't care. I was like, fine. But so I'm like, I might get like one taco or something. One brisket taco is like $4.50 or something stupid.
They've gone up.
And I'm like, I'll just get a kid's meal. I got just like the taco kid's meal because it comes with two sides, a drink, and a taco for like $5 or whatever.
Right.
I don't flinch anymore. I don't look, and I'm just like, you know, I'll have that kid's meal. And she's like, is that for you? And I was like, yeah. And then she asked me a question about it or whatever. She didn't give me the kid's cup, but I had a water cup, so I just got a drink with the water cup because I'm like, I get a drink with this. But I thought, my two are over $10 between the chips and queso and your kid's meal. So I'm spending over $10 per adult. And our whole ticket for the three of us was like 30-something bucks. I'm like, they're doing okay. And I didn't, for the record, I've never once been to a place and ordered a kid's meal and they questioned me on it. You know, you talked before on the podcast about the after death scene with Ricky Gervais, and he orders the kid's meal. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember.
Oh, it's fantastic. He's got a kid with him. I don't remember the situation. And he goes to a restaurant and he's like, I'm not very hungry. You know, he'll have the kids, you know, chicken fingers. And you know what? I'm not very hungry. Just give me the kids chicken fingers as well. It's a little cafe and their waitresses.
I'll remember it now.
Okay. Like, no, it's just for under 12. And he's like, she said, oh no, it's just because it's a less amount. So it's just for kids, you know? And he's like, but it's less food. And she said, yeah, but it's a less amount. And he said, it's less food for a less amount. And I want a less amount. So that's what I want. And she like refused. And they're like, oh, he'll have two. Okay, then he'll have two. The kid with him will have two kids' meals and I'll have zero to eat. And then so they bring it out and he's like totally shoving it in his face as he's watching like the cook and the waitress. For the record, that's never once happened to me. I've never once.
He's funny.
I haven't even heard of someone being told, oh, that's not for people under 12. Even though every restaurant says for guests under 12 or whatever.
I don't know where it is. I've had somebody ask me though.
Okay. Well, especially if you're getting something to go, who are they to question who you're getting it for?
Well, that was the situation.
Okay. Okay. Huh.
But this lady apparently gets six Outback kids meals.
Yes. Yes.
At one time.
Yes, I understand.
I have a large group of kids.
It could be. You don't have to say that. It's not like they're going to question you. I need to see the six kids.
On the opposite end of the kids' meal, just a regular meal that's an outrageous amount.
Yes.
I went to Firehouse Subs.
Okay. I like Firehouse.
Got the smokehouse brisket or whatever it's called.
It's good stuff.
Medium.
Okay.
White bread.
Okay. Yeah.
Bag of chips and the drink meal.
They're proud of that stuff. That was $15 you spent.
Yeah, it was probably 13, 14.
Yeah,
15.
I know. They're proud of it.
My gosh.
This stuff's gone up, Ken.
Did I tell y'all the one night I'm playing tennis in Edmond.
Okay.
I get done about 9:00. I'm really hungry. Okay. Hadn't had dinner, played hour and a half, 2 hours tennis.
Okay.
So I stopped by.
Did you win?
I don't remember. Stopped by Five Guys.
Oh, I don't go there anymore.
Small fry?
Yeah.
I think I had the what they call a small burger is the regular burger.
That's right.
The regular has two patties or something.
They trick you.
So I got the small burger.
Okay.
With cheese.
Okay.
Got a shake too.
Oh wow. You spent $20.
It was a little over $20.
That's crazy, Ken.
I know, dude. I'm like,
that's crazy.
And the burger's good. I would go back with somebody. I don't mind necessarily paying a little bit more, but you got to know what you're getting into.
You do. But when you run across a $5 meal with a drink, it is a very good bargain.
But if you and
me
are going to lunch, we're not going to Taco Bell.
No, we're probably not.
I'm not.
We're probably okay. That's fine, Ken. You don't have to go to Taco Bell. I didn't ask you to go to Taco Bell. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to Taco Bell with you.
But I would go to Five Guys with you.
Okay. I'd rather go to, if we're going to do that, let's go to the Garage or Tucker's.
I'm told.
I love the fries at Tucker's.
Oh, the fries at Tucker's are
so
good.
So good, aren't they? Man.
I get the, this is what they call it.
Okay.
Because I don't like onion burgers.
Okay. I know.
And I don't even want it cooked on the same grill.
Oh my gosh.
So I get the mother clucker. That's what it's called.
Oh, that's the chicken. That's the chicken one. Yes. Wow.
Maybe the best day.
Wow.
Rufus, the mother clucker.
Okay.
I'm not making that up.
I know you're not.
And I don't like the garage anymore.
Why not?
Both my kids. Where do you want to go? The garage. That's all they want, and I hate it now.
Well, you're wrong. You're wrong for that. Fine, because I don't want you there. I love the garage. I don't care.
Do you think your taste buds are changing as you get older?
No. I'm definitely getting a little more tolerant to foods. If you say that's my taste bud change. But there's nothing that I used to love that I now hate. It's more about I'm just learning to accept more foods and enjoy more foods.
My dad and I pretty much don't like anything.
Okay.
I thought for a long time he was worse, but I may be getting worse than him now.
Okay.
And I thought he's a little more picky about where we go as he gets older.
Okay.
I'm not as picky about where we go, but it's changing and I'm getting worse, I think. Like one bite of a garage burger and something's on it that's not supposed to be. I can't. It's like the Taco Bell with you. Wow. I can't go back there. I literally can, but I don't. I don't like it.
No, I understand like what you're saying. I've kind of matured out of that. And maybe you're going backwards. You're Benjamin Buttons.
Yes, I am. But I got a new favorite ice cream.
Okay,
this
let's
is
hear
big
it.
Big time.
Let's hear it. It's the Ken Show, apparently.
Cookies and Cream is still one of the Cookies and Cream Bluebell is still one of the best on earth.
Okay, it's good.
What's rising to the top, I've had a couple of different brands, and they were both really good.
Okay.
It's like a chocolate with chocolate peanut butter in it. Almost like a chocolate ice cream with mini Reese's
that
cups in there.
That is too much chocolate.
I know. That's the thing. I've never been a chocolate fan.
Wow.
And it's now becoming my favorite.
I'm still a mint chocolate chip or a chocolate chip cookie dough. I
can't do the cookie dough anymore.
Oh, I can.
I like it, but if someone's offering to me, I'm not going to turn it down. But
it's fine. It's fine.
It's not my favorite.
Wow. Anywho. Yeah,
dude, we were way off.
Way off topic.
I kind of don't want to talk about what you want to talk about.
I don't care. We're going to talk about it anyway. Right. But I got something else I need to talk about first.
Awesome. Let's keep wasting time.
I got
some
housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Nice.
I was told, by the way,
I got
you don't,
my shirt.
You don't
I
do
need to
anywho
wear.
Enough
anywho?
Anymore.
Oh, really? Who said that?
Can't tell you.
Anywho.
Actually, the phrase was.
That was just for that person.
Your podcast has gone to crap. Y'all don't even do stuff like anywho anymore.
Anywho?
That was the actual full sentence.
Wow, that's harsh. I take back the A word that I just said.
It's okay. Hey.
I retract it.
They're still listening if they know that.
Well, that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a fair point. Whatever.
It's like,
forget you.
If you're big enough, you've got a group of people that listen to you because they hate you and want to know what
they
can.
That's a good point. That's a good
point. That is.
We need to outrage more people.
And then you have a group of people that may like you.
Okay. Can I get to my housekeeping? Mm-hmm. Housekeeping. Give me one more. I can't do as high as you.
Housekeeping.
There you go.
Housekeeping.
So a fellow member of the Shane clan, Shane L.
Shout out.
He's a friend of mine named Shane.
Shout out.
Don't you feel like a kinship with everyone that's a
no.
Ken or Kenneth? Wow, you didn't even hesitate on that.
No, I don't.
All Shanes, it's like, you know, we give each other a little wink. It's like motorcycle riders, you know how they kind of wave at all mother. Uh-huh. That's all Shanes.
In fact, you're going to think I'm making this up.
What up,
I saw a guy about 3 days ago, actually saw the wife.
Okay.
And as I'm leaving, he's like, hey, my name's Kenneth too.
Dude.
I know. It was a day.
That's,
I've had a busy week.
I know. You've
already.
Been busy. First of all, it's because you've got a terrible name and it's very common. It's common and boring. So it's no big deal when someone else is
common
named
and boring.
Yeah.
It's not that common.
It's way more common than Shane.
We're going to have to look this up.
I have no doubt in my mind. I guarantee it.
Like how close? I mean, is it like twice as many people?
Twice as many.
Okay. Scott.
Twice as many. Scott.
Shout out.
Get over here. Look that up. How many, roughly? And Shane is one of those names where almost all the Shanes that I meet are around my age because they were named after the movie when the movie was popular, the Shane the Western.
Come back, Shane.
That's exactly right. And so
people have
most
no idea
of them
what we're talking
are
about.
Are around my age. There aren't. The other day I met a Shane who was like 17 or something. I was like, whoa, where did this come from? You're clearly named after another Shane that was around 50. So that must have been what that was from. So I went over to play cards at my friend Curtis R's house.
Shout out. What up?
My friend Curtis R.
Shout out.
Curtis
and
Stone.
He was a great, great host. Great host. Love going over there with a good group of friends. We get together and just play little like dimes and quarters and stuff, you know.
It's gambling.
Yeah, but in theory, it all kind of, it's a wash in the end. So anyway, Shane.
Shout out.
Is there, and he's a fan of the podcast. He listens to it. He admitted that he's a little behind, but I talked to him a little bit about the episode where I basically posed him the question: what gives one person the right? It's about drugs.
Okay.
What gives one person the right to tell another person what they can and can't put into their body? Okay. Now this is his response, and It's a good argument. That's why I'm bringing it up right now. His point was, it's not one person. It's a group of people. So essentially, it's a group of a society who are representing the larger society who are then making rules to say, if you want to participate in our society, you have to kind of follow these rules, right?
Okay.
That's basically what we have. When we establish laws, it's representatives that are creating these laws.
Yeah, we're
and
we're,
collectively a group of people is passing these
laws.
We
are a representative.
I know we are.
Democracy.
Yes.
Or not, or what do they call it?
Republic, right?
Yeah, no. But there's another word that goes with it. It basically like true democracy is everybody voting on everything.
Right.
Which we have representative government. We elect people.
Representation.
We elect people that obviously vote on the mundane stuff and
that's
big
right.
stuff for us.
That's right. We vote them because, and ideally we vote for them because they have a voice very similar to ours.
Right.
And they are basically trying to represent us in the vote in Congress, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Boring. So, yes, I agree that that's exactly what we have. We have a group of people, representatives of our society, who are charged with creating rules to protect and keep society safe, right? That's why we have so many laws.
Sure.
And that's how laws come into play. Now, so he's saying it's not one person. It's a group of people who are collectively charged with making these decisions for us. And therefore, they have the right to say what you can and can't put in your body. And I'm like, okay, that's a fair point. Now, here's the difference. Here's my response to that. Because I really gave it some thought. When you have a society and there are a group of people and you want to protect society, you create rules and you have a group of people to essentially create those rules. They are societal rules, meaning that these are rules where they govern actions toward other people. That's the responsibility. They are creating societal rules. A societal rule, by definition, you have to have a society. You have to have more than one person. One person doing something autonomously is not a societal issue. Unless it bleeds into society. Now, that's where you could say one
could
person
make
doing drugs going out. Or that's where I would say, well, we have laws against disorderly conduct or driving under the influence or whatever. So if that manifests itself into something
right.
else, we have rules to catch that. So don't give me that. So if you're in your home and you are responsibly enjoying drugs and you've got nowhere to go for the next couple of days or whatever, right? I don't see why a group in a society is charged with preventing that person from doing that. Now, furthermore, I am an American. Are you an American, Ken?
Yes.
Did you choose to be an American?
No.
No, you didn't. Neither did I. Neither did I. We were born here in America. This is the society that we were given birth to in. And therefore,
yes,
by default, we don't have a choice. We just exist here in the United States. Now, you can say, you can make an argument to say, you continue to choose to be an American because, in theory, I could move to another country, right? People do it all the time, do they not?
Yes.
So I can move to Canada or Mexico, or there's a number of countries where I could permanently move, correct?
Yes.
So yes, you could say that I continue to choose to be an American and therefore I continue to choose to be part of the society, and therefore I have to submit myself to the rules of that society. But I'd say, no, I was just born into this society. I didn't choose this society, okay? So there's one piece of it. The second, once again, biggest piece of this is it's not your responsibility as a representative of society to create rules that aren't societal rules. And an individual rule is not a society. Just like if I want to cut myself, okay? You don't, if I want to do that in my own house and no one around and it affecting no one whatsoever, I have the right to do that and no one can stop me from doing that, okay? So yeah, that's the same thing.
But there's endless arguments to all this stuff for the other side. Even that,
let me hear it,
has consequences. You can't leave a dead body in a house for multiple days. It's going to cost somebody to go clean that up and dispose of the body, et cetera, et cetera. So everything has a ripple effect.
Yeah,
everything.
It does. Yes, Ken, that's what I'm saying. Does, but it's not that big of a deal. It's not.
It is
what
to
you're
me.
Saying isn't that really big of a deal.
Because my societal money's going toward it. You were specifically talking about weed.
Yeah, well, drugs in general.
Yes.
Drugs in general, frankly. And if someone in the privacy of their own home wants to do weed or cocaine for that matter, I don't understand why that's different from drinking alcohol.
I
just don't understand.
I'm not saying whether I agree with it or not, but I heard a logical argument why that got voted down.
Okay, let's hear
it. Now, I'm not sure if everybody who voted thinks this deeply.
Okay, let's hear it.
But this is more like a leader explanation.
Let's hear it. I'm listening.
So we already have enough weed growing in Oklahoma supposedly to source the entire nation. So,
got it.
What's that?
I don't know. Somebody in the hall coughing.
Oh, something. I heard somebody talking. It was weird. Anyway, long story short. China owns some of these.
China.
I know. China owns some of these weed growing, whatever.
Okay.
What do you call it? Nursery? I don't know if you call it a nursery. Or farm, ranch?
Plants. I don't know.
Anyway, so it's becoming more prevalent. You're getting a lot more illegal growth in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And then so if you're voting recreational down, you're at least trying to put a limit on it. And at least keep some kind of control on it before it gets out of hand.
What does out of hand look like, Ken? Because once again, alcohol is out of hand, and
again, when you have so many batches of marijuana being grown here, I mean it does open up to crime, opens up to again, people maybe investing here that you don't want them here. In Oklahoma, and I'm not saying that from a racist standpoint. I'm just saying, really, I mean, the U.S. owes China a lot of money. That's a fact. That's not something I made up. Do you want China being a communist country being able to hold even more over our country?
I don't see the correlation between...
Just telling you, this was what did I say from the beginning?
I understand. Okay.
And China was brought up as an explanation.
China.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Wonderful. Thanks for that information.
I'm just telling you what I heard.
That's fine. I don't think that's the reason that it was voted down. It was simply because people don't understand and they just think marijuana bad. You know, I'm going to vote it down because I'm told that it's bad, so it must be bad. So I got to go vote against it because all these potheads are going to be taking over our state and they're going to be in the streets and laying on the street corners and in front of businesses. And you're going to go to hell in a handbasket.
I know it occurs, but I've driven by multiple cannabis facilities in Enid. Multiple.
Okay.
I've never seen what you would call a clean-cut person or person in a suit or a proper business attire going in one. I know that. I know people do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
What's your point? What are you saying by that?
I'm just going off appearance. I know appearance isn't everything, but I'm looking at a bunch of stoned out people.
You're saying they're a higher class person just because they're dressed nicer? Is that what you're saying?
You can make some assumptions, yes.
Wow.
You can make some assumptions based on the way
people...
No, you
can't. You can't.
I'm not saying you can, and people do.
You can, of course, but you shouldn't.
Why?
Because you can't judge a book by its cover. Why do we have that saying, Ken? Why do we have that saying?
Because there are multiple examples to the contrary.
My goodness, you cannot even answer that question. You can't even answer that question.
But
I don't even know why I talk to you.
Listen to me.
I don't know.
I'm going to give you a stupid
example.
I'll listen
to you, but you don't listen to me.
You're going on a flight with Southwest.
Okay.
You know that this got canceled, and
you got to
figure out where you're going because the flight's canceled on the sign.
Okay.
Are you gonna
it's
go?
Never happened to me.
Are you
record.
Gonna go
never
straight
once.
To the person wearing the American Airlines uniform? Or are you gonna go to the person wearing the Southwest uniform? Well, you're gonna go ask the Southwest uniform person what's going on because you've already paid for it and you want them to make an adjustment. So they look different because they're wearing different clothes. So I'm just giving you a basic explanation of why you can
that has nothing
you
to
can
do.
Make an assumption.
Oh my goodness.
I'm giving you don't judge my brain by its cover.
Wow. Wow. That's terrible.
Listen.
Your argument is terrible.
I'm just giving you a stupid example on purpose that you can make a judgment about the way somebody looks.
The point
based
is,
on the way
the
somebody
the point
looks.
Is you never know what's behind, what kind of person that really is, just based on how they dress or what they look like.
Okay.
You don't really know what kind of person that is.
Your
fact.
Spouse is in the surgery, emergency surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
Two people come out of there at the same time. One's pushing a cart carrying a mop bucket, and one's wearing a white coat. Who are you going to ask about the surgery?
That's completely, both of your scenarios.
They look completely different.
Because it tells you something about their role, not what kind of person they are.
Okay.
I'm done with this.
You have, no, I'm going to keep going down this until you admit.
No, I'll admit whatever you want. What do you want me to say? Verbatim, tell me what you want me to say.
If you see
tell
somebody.
Tell me what you want me to say, I'll say it, please.
If you see somebody wearing.
If I see somebody wearing a yellow t-shirt. If I see someone wearing a yellow
that
t-shirt.
That says Yogi Bear on it.
It says Yogi Bear.
And they look like that shirt hasn't been washed in weeks.
And that shirt hasn't been washed in weeks.
They're wearing red and light blue gym shorts. And their butt crack's hanging out of it. They're wearing Crocs.
What do you want me to say so we can move on? Just tell me.
You're assuming that's not a person. And I'm driving by at 2 p.m. You're assuming they're not a business person.
What do I need to say to make
so
us
I can't
move
on? Make that assumption?
What do I need to say? Tell me what I need to say. What do I need to do?
I'm not
I'll
saying.
I'll do whatever, whatever saying, price I have to pay.
Can I say
you want
it?
$5?
Can I say it?
You want $5?
No.
Go ahead, say it.
I'm saying it with at least 90% authority. That my assumption of them not being a productive member of society is probably accurate. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they're going in the weed shop.
Your assessment is what, Ken? That they're a loser?
Pretty much.
That they're a detriment to society? They're
no,
a drag on society?
Possibility.
What does
but
loser
not, no,
mean
I'm
to
not
you?
Going that
no,
far.
You've already gone down this road. What does loser mean to you?
A non-productive member of society.
Okay, so they don't have a that job?
Is separate,
they don't have a job?
That is separate. From some type of disability. I will give you that one. There's a lot of people that can't work for various reasons.
That's a poor attitude that you have, frankly. I really do.
Come
I think
on.
It's a poor, no, Ken. You're being unfair.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
I think you're a soft man.
Would Jesus make that assumption?
Maybe.
I am a soft man.
So he wouldn't
well, not all the
he
time.
Would not go talk to him.
I'm cracking
I'm talking
up
about
over
Jesus,
here.
And you're talking about boing.
I didn't say that.
Listen.
I'm listening.
Jesus may make that assumption. He would still love them. We're not saying what he wouldn't do.
Hey, get ready. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Anywho.
Podcast coming back.
We're moving on to what I want to talk about. Yes, we are.
Not enough time now, bro.
No, we are. Because I won't spend a lot of time on it. I understand. You always tell me, like, oh, what are we going to talk about? And I'll say, we're going to talk about this. And you're like, oh, I don't want to talk about that. I'm like, well, then don't ask me what we're going to talk about. You come up with stuff to talk about if you don't want to
that's
talk about what I want to talk
that's
about.
That's not my job.
I know that I come up to stuff to talk about, which I did. And then you don't have the right to say, no, I don't want to talk about that.
Sure, I have the right to say that. I have the right to say anything I want at this moment.
There are societal rules that were created by men better and smarter than you with 2 biology degrees. Okay, listen, Ken. I'm not gonna talk about any specifics at all. Do you understand?
Yes.
But I'm a parent. I think you're a parent. Are you a parent too? You want to be a parent too? I'm a parent. No, no, you're a parent too. Don't you want to be a parent? Pepper? No? Okay. So I was thinking about it, and the majority of my friends and people I hang around with, they are parents. Now, there's nothing wrong with those that choose not to have kids. Absolutely not. I got some very good friends who don't want to be parents. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Heck, I love it because I can spend more time with those people.
Do I know anybody? Do I know any of these people?
You know plenty of them. Are you kidding me?
I can't think of, I don't want to offend anybody, but I can't think of anybody like in our circle that hadn't had kids.
I'll tell you who's a loyal listener to this show. And we've talked about this multiple times. Okay, I don't think it's a secret. Say. Who am I going to say?
I don't want to say it. I don't want to embarrass them.
You know what?
First name starts with a J.
Not the one I'm thinking of. There's a married couple I'm thinking of specifically.
I'm not thinking on the top of my head. Tell me later.
Okay. I'll tell you later. I don't want to name any of them because there's no shame in not being a parent. I want to be very clear. It's fine. If you don't want to be a parent or you just aren't a parent by circumstance, whatever the case is, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm 100% fine with that. What I'm doing is I'm talking, I'm a parent, and this is me in with other parents, okay?
Okay.
Now, I, like most parents, think I'm a good parent, okay? And furthermore, now I am a parent of 23 years. I have 3 grown children now. My youngest is 18. And so at this point, I can sit back and kind of think, I did a pretty good job. I think I did a pretty good job. And therefore, I think I'm a pretty good parent with a good track record. And therefore, what I've done has worked pretty well. And therefore, my opinion is a good, valuable opinion regarding parenting. You see, did you follow that transition there, Ken?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense?
Yes.
There you go. You just said yes or no, and I'm so proud of
you.
Well,
I didn't say I agreed with it.
No, I know, Ken. Oh, my goodness. I was praising you for just giving.
You pushed it too hard.
I really did. So, there are times when I'm with friends of mine who are parents. Times when I'm with them and they are, and their children are around. And I witness them parenting their children. And there are so many different parenting styles. And I'm not here to say that one is better than another. I'm not, okay? We had our episode on parenting. So this isn't about parenting, okay? This specifically is about the issue of giving parenting advice.
Dangerous road.
Okay, first of all, have your parents ever given you parenting advice? To me, that's kind of the clearest path as far as it should be allowed. It just depends on how that parent does it. Because basically they're saying, I parented you. You know, this is the direct result. And now you have a child who's like you probably or like me. And so, you know, from a more experienced parent, this is my input. And so we should be a little more open to hearing from our parents on the issue, but some people, that's like the last person they want to hear from because maybe they thought they weren't good parents. So it does very much depend upon how you viewed your parent as good or bad, that type of thing. But I would think if you thought they were a great parent, then you would welcome their advice on parenting your children.
I'm trying to think of my wife's parents don't really say anything about what we did or we're doing. They would listen like if there's problems.
Okay.
My mom and dad, not really. Now, when my dad's visiting, he's like, I don't know, a couple of times like, hey, let me handle this or kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not really. I don't think he hadn't told us what to do.
Have given
us any advice.
Have other people given you parenting advice?
Man, I can't think of any.
That's what I'm saying. So,
yeah,
we go into parenting. Usually, we're just idiots, right? A good friend of mine, John P.,
shout out,
his lovely wife, Tara.
Shout out.
They're expecting their first child. And, okay. and they're in their 20s. Great. They're going to be great parents. So I talked to them just the other night. And just like all young parents, you're like over preparing and mm-hmm. just kind of getting excited, getting anxious, you know, that type of thing. And I'm just telling them, like, dude, you're going to be great. You're going to be wonderful. Don't stress about any of it. Enjoy the ride because it's going to be great and, mm-hmm. And you're going to love it and you're going to be wonderful. So do not stress too much about it. But what I've been careful about, even to people who are about to be parents, who aren't parents yet, who really have a zero level or close to zero level of parenting knowledge, I'm very careful about sharing my personal parenting advice. I'm very careful. Now, they will read a million books about parenting advice from experts. You know, I'm using air quotes from experts. But when getting it from other people in your life, it's usually not well received. I'll be honest.
Because if somebody is saying something, they've already made a judgment on something involving you.
I think that's it. When they're specifically giving you advice,
mm-hmm.
like if I'm giving you advice, Ken, you could take it as a sign that I'm judging you or that I view your parenting as poor in some manner, and therefore I have to give you advice, right? Whereas if you're just getting generic advice from a book or a speaker, right. they're not speaking directly to you. They're not insinuating anything. So no. you're just like, hey, I don't have any problems, but I want to go ahead and be prepared just in case I do or whatever. So yeah, that's a good point. I think that carries weight when you give specific advice. Another very good listener of ours, not going to name him. He's a good parent. There's zero question about it. Tremendous parent. He and his wife are very good parents. I was over at his house one day, and they're both a little younger than me, and their kids are much younger than my kids. And I was over there, and I'm not even going to say, you know, whether it's a son or daughter or anything else, but one of his kids was around, and he was parenting, and I was there, and we were just chit-chatting and kind of hanging out. And I saw something that really struck me, and I really felt compelled to say something. But it's hard because I know it's usually not well received. And I kind of swallowed and I said, and I gave it to him as soft as I could, like, hey, mm-hmm. you may not see this, but I kind of see this as, you know, someone in this instance, and I'm really on the inside here because it's just us. And for what it's worth, and maybe it's worth nothing, I'm going to say this and then move on. He received it well. And it went fine, but even in those situations, I'm super reluctant ever to give parenting advice, man, because I think that's a big piece of it. And it's also, there's no one book on parenting. There's no one right way to do it, just like I said a minute ago. So everybody could say, well, just because your method worked doesn't mean it'll work for me. Or just because you chose that method doesn't mean that's the right method or the method that I want to do. So whatever, just don't give me your advice because I don't need it.
I went to the doctor the other day.
Okay, good for you.
And I had a problem with
my foot.
I bet
he had a biology degree. Or she. I don't want to be sexist. Would hope.
I had a problem. Started last summer. Kept playing tennis, blah, blah, blah. Foot still hurt.
Okay.
Basically said, if this is not better after winter, I'm going to go get something done about it. So I'm trying all the stuff I know.
Like amputate your leg?
No, I'm trying all the basic stuff I know. It's plantar fasciitis.
Okay.
So it's not really responding to anything, and I'm not playing tennis, so I'm resting.
Is that turf toe?
No.
Oh, I don't know what those are.
So I finally go to the doctor, and he knows me, and, you know, by the time I get to that point, I've already tried everything I know.
Okay.
And parenting is kind of like that to me. Like, if you're criticizing me, you don't know what I have done or what I have tried, the mistakes I made, and the successes. So by the time you're getting to me, I've probably already thought about it. A good example, specifically with children, though, hold it.
Okay.
You know, the cry it, you know, put them in the crib and let them cry it out to go to sleep.
Yes.
Ian did not respond to that whatsoever.
Gotcha.
I mean, it was difficult.
Sure.
Difficult. Carson, no problem.
Okay.
Two different kids, two different ways. I mean, and it's, you know, maybe there was something medical, but he had ear infections, stuff like that. I don't remember the exact reason why, except it kind of grew out of it. But again, you know, somebody coming over, even a family member, oh, or did you try this? Yes, I have. I haven't slept in a month. Okay. I've tried
it. Hang on. Okay. So the key word that I heard in everything that you said, I barely listened to it, but you said, if you're criticizing me, you're taking advice as criticism.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's just that. It's not criticism. It's advice. If a family member comes over and saying, hey, have you tried this? Maybe you haven't tried that, and it's helpful. Why do we have to assume that it's criticism?
I think it's human nature.
But do you see my point in that there are often times when people outside of our situation can see things that we don't, right?
Yeah, but I get, oh, man, if you want to hit one of my hot buttons, it's I'm defensive.
I do. Okay.
So very defensive.
Okay.
And so especially when I haven't done something
wrong, or get
accused of doing something to this day. And it's tied to childhood trauma. I know it is because of.
I'm trying to criticize you. I'm thinking of a lot of things, but
I don't
have any offhand.
I notice sometimes with certain people.
Wanted to say
number
something.
One, if you know them well enough, you're even thinking about giving parenting advice. You already know this, the defensiveness. So I'm not too worried about it.
Yes,
you already know it if you know somebody that close. But I've got to preface certain things that I say just to get somebody to maybe listen. And I'm talking to my kids too. You know, listen. I'm not criticizing you for this because I do this too, and I have done this.
Yes, I
say
that.
But it's more, this is what we need to do from going forward.
Or I'll say, in many ways, I'm kind of also talking to myself. You know, this is something that I do that maybe you do, or maybe I've seen you do. And what I'm saying is there are times, plenty of times, when I see other friends of mine that are parenting, and I want to say something because in my opinion, and it's only that, it's only that, I think there's a better method of achieving what they're trying to achieve. Fair enough? But most of us, including me, keep our mouths shut because we're too scared that they're going to take it as criticism and it's going to affect our relationship. So instead, we keep our mouths shut and we go on down the road. Now, there have been times when I have given you parenting advice. We are like level one friendship, right? Like top level friendship. And now you'll tell me something and I'll just give you my two cents on it. It's not really advice, more of just, and I will tell you, have you tried this or have you tried that? Or maybe if you did this, that type of thing. But we're just more spitballing. And I think you understand that I'm not criticizing you. You're literally coming to me with a problem and we're just spitballing, trying to figure it out together, right? And that's what I would consider advice. And I won't do that with many people, but level one friendships, I will. See what I'm saying? Because I'm not worried about hurting the relationship.
How much of this, though, with that example, and you've done this too, some of it's tongue-in-cheek, but behind some jokes, there's a little bit of truth.
Yes. No. Agree.
Like with you.
Yes.
Another friend of ours. I'm not going to say a name.
Okay. Thank you.
But we pick on y'all for having a favorite kid.
Yes.
So, you know, there is some patterns we see, and we joke around. Well, you've got your favorite
child,
Colby.
I understand that.
Blah blah blah.
And the reason that all of our friends say that, well, not all, but some.
Well, we got another one, too, and it involves a sport that we've joked around with a lot over the years.
Oh.
To his face, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, and the reason, you're right. We tease, and there's truth behind all of that. Easy doesn't necessarily mean good, though. It doesn't mean good. Tyson, my youngest... I've had to work with him, but there's a lot of reward in seeing him mature and change and satisfaction and knowing that I've played a big role in that. And with Colby, I'm kind of like, I don't know that I played any role in this because it's like, that's kind of the way he was, you know, that type of thing. So the truth in that, and when they say favorite, it just means, the easiest. And he's been very easy.
You brought up a name, so let's use that as an example.
Okay.
You're insinuating that it took a little more work with Tyson.
Shout out.
It's the truth. I don't think there's no shame in that, and Randa would agree.
So somebody could take, well, man, you're a little harder on him. Well, Yeah, maybe because he needed it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
100%.
So,
and if I had said that to someone else, they could have come back and say the same thing, that they, you know what, I think they need it. And I'm like, all right, fair enough. Fair enough. I'm not, I'm just telling
but they're
you,
not,
it looks that way from an outsider perspective.
Not,
but if you have your reasons, then
that's
so be
why
it.
The relationship matters, because they're not beholden to you to even answer that.
That's true. That's true. I, listen, the whole point of it, it just kind of fascinates me, because it's one of those topics everyone has an opinion.
Oh, yeah.
That we rarely ever share. And for good reason. I know the reason we don't share, because, listen, if a friend gives me parenting advice, excuse me, I don't receive it well. I don't. But I will, after the initial like shock of like, who are you to tell me that? I'll be like, why did they say that? You know, now maybe they're just wrong, but why are they even coming from that angle? So I will give it thought later. But initially, no, I don't receive it well. I'll admit that. I'm just like the rest of us.
I've been pulled into a conversation where this came up, but I was pulled into it. Like, I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to make a judgment.
Yeah, well, okay. It's very different.
And I was asked, and I'm like,
okay,
well,
no,
this is what happened.
No. If you're asked for advice, that's very, very, very different from the proactively
but
giving
even,
advice.
But even then, the person did take a little offense to me, the stance I took.
Well, then you should have said, you ask, don't ask. If you don't want to know, don't ask.
Well, I was okay in it, but
okay.
I'm saying stuff like that happened. But who hasn't been into Walmart or Target? And
of course.
That kid needs a spanking. You know,
yeah,
you
right,
say
right.
Kids screaming. Now,
well,
I did hear this funny story. I'll tell
man,
you.
I'll tell you this just real quick. Then you tell me your funny story, and then we can wrap it up. There's nothing else tonight, right? We're not doing anything.
No.
Ah, that's sad. Yes, speaking of, so at Walmart, we've all been there, and it breaks my heart when I'm at Walmart and I'll see a very young child and I'll see the parent like cursing very aggressively at them, or grabbing their arm and kind of dragging them. Man, you know, I want to just stop and say something, but I know I don't have that right. Now, if it goes to the point of abuse, full-on abuse, yeah, I could definitely call the authorities and report that person, and they would come and do something about it. But it usually doesn't meet that definition. But it doesn't change the fact that it breaks. And maybe they're disobeying the parent, but they're still treating them like an adult. Like, they're being so harsh like an adult. And I'm like, do you really think this is effective at all? You're just taking out your aggression on the child, and you're just a terrible parent. And you shouldn't allow to be parents, but you are, and it is what it is, and that's unfortunate. Like I said, can't do marijuana unless you have a medical card, but you can be a parent without any authorization whatsoever, and it's the biggest role and most impact to society. Just makes no sense. But anyway, go ahead. Tell me a funny story. Wrap it up. You close this out, Ken.
Mom has an autistic child. Okay, so
a mother has an
I can't say autistic.
Autistic
child.
Okay, got it.
And started wearing a T-shirt.
Okay.
My child has autism.
Is this
autism.
A true story?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I'm adding the last part, though.
Okay, it's
I'm
okay.
Not clear.
Embellish, we'll never know.
Embellish maybe a little. So started wearing the shirt.
That said, my child is autistic?
Yeah, because the kid was throwing fits in the store.
Oh, okay, to say, hey, don't be so hard on me as a
parent. Back off
on
me, because the kid's got some problems.
Okay, fair enough. I like it.
But then took it to a new level, like got empowered by the shirt, and then started going after anybody that even made a comment or looked.
Oh,
so then it's almost like Animal Farm. You give the pigs a little bit of power, and then it goes to their head.
I love an Animal Farm reference.
Yeah. See what I'm
Kudos,
saying?
Kudos, Ken. Gold star for the episode.
See what I'm saying?
I do, yes. So
it went too far. You can...
She's like brazen, like the fact that my child's autistic means that you can say absolutely nothing to me.
And I get a little bit more room to
100%.
Let the kid
I can just...
Little, you know?
Yeah, right,
so
right.
It's a package.
It is. So
I didn't make that story up. Somebody told me that. I've never seen it.
It could be true. I can believe it. I can believe it. It's fine. My sister has a child. I'm not talking to my watch keeps doing that.
Your Siri?
I'm sorry.
Is it time to get a new one?
No, it's fine. It's a six.
Mine is years and years. This is a three.
Wow. For someone who's as Apple as you and use your phone as much as you do.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So I don't know, frankly. I think that we as a society, I guess this in summary, I think that we as a society would do better if we did share more of our parenting advice. I think we would do better. But Ken's being an absolute idiot, which is par for the course. Are you okay? Are you okay? Is your blood sugar low? You're losing your mind over there.
I'm not listening.
I know you're
not. I'm not even on my microphone.
What's different?
I've been bad lately, like just being on my mic.
Okay, listen. I'm summarizing. Shh. You told me to keep it in an hour, and look at the time.
I'm listening to reason.
Good.
Pee Wee Herman.
As a society, I think that we would be better off if we did share more parenting advice, because we as parents learn lessons, right?
Oh,
me,
heck no.
As a parent of three, I've learned a lot.
It'd be fights at Walmart.
I've learned
buddy.
A lot. And I'm not saying that they will apply to all kids, but they'll apply to some kids and certainly newer parents. I think they need that from time to time. And instead of reading a book, you could just ask a friend who maybe they have raised good parents.
I think people
and you're,
ask.
And you're like, hey, what's the key to the good kids that you've got? You know, what's your secret?
I think people ask.
They do. They do. The other day, I'm not going to name this person again, another friend of mine. He's a little younger than me. His kids are younger than me. And he was kind of saying, hey, what do you think about this parenting situation? And I'm like, okay, I'll give you my 2 cents, but it's only that. It doesn't mean I'm right or wrong because your kids are very different than mine. But I'll tell you, and I'm proud of you for asking someone, basically saying, hey, I don't have all the right answers, and mm-hmm. I'm not too proud to ask someone else. Now, it may be total stupidity that Shane's spouting, and I may completely ignore it, but at least I'm going to hear it out and be something else to consider. So seems like we should be better about that and not receive it as criticism and accept it as just that, just someone trying to help someone else. Once again, I don't have the answer. I don't know how to do that as a society, like soften up our approach. But I personally, if someone gave me, because I've got adult kids now, and someone with older adult kids said, hey, you know, at this stage, this really worked for us or whatever the case is, probably won't need that. But I'm going to vow to receive that well and give it some thought and thank that person for it. And when I think it's appropriate, very carefully, I'm going to give parenting advice to others who I think would receive it well, because I just think that's for the betterment of all of us, period. So anyway, just got me off that topic. You said you didn't want to talk about it, but you still talked. But thanks for being a sport, Ken.
Yeah, I don't think you should be giving advice.
Yeah. You might be a terrible parent, but at least you can sit here and listen to me rant for an hour.
Yes.
No, you and Jenny are good parents.
Shout out.
You are. I've witnessed a lot of your parenting moments, as you have mine as well, have you not?
Yes.
And I can testify. I think you're tremendous parents. You really are. You put your kids, like I said before on the parenting one, you put your kids' needs before your own. That's 99% of parenting. You love your
sure.
kids unconditionally, no matter what they do. And they push your buttons sometimes, just like all kids do.
Beep, 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 beep.
And I think you guys have been great parents. Now, does that mean you're guaranteed of raising great kids and therefore great adults? No. No, it doesn't. There are no guarantees in life. But, you know, you give them a better chance, and then eventually it's on them. So, anyway. All right. That's it. Did you want to say anything else?
Nah.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everyone. And love to hear your thoughts. Share them at whatever our email address is, isitmpod@pod or
anywho.
Anywho.
You can't say it.
Isitmpod.
Don't put the anywho
in there.
Isitmpod.
Isitmpod at yahoo.com.
Isitmpod at yahoo.com.
Yep.
Send us an email. Post something on, where do you get stuff posted? Like, I don't know. Facebook?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Facebook.
I don't have either of them.
email, Twitter.
Well, marketplace. That doesn't count. Okay.
No.
Let us know. I really want to know. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think it's interesting whatsoever?
I want to know.
Do you share your thoughts sometimes? I don't know. Lots of questions that I have that I really don't have answers to. So help me get some of those answers. Well, hope you enjoyed it. And until next time.